Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Babies, in case you didn't know, babies have nothing to do with their own birth. And as a matter of fact, they don't even know how they were born. Once they're born, a baby, an infant, can't figure out how that happened. Children absolutely have no choice in the matter. They are conceived by their parents. They're carried by their mothers. They were brought out of the comfort of the womb, all without giving their consent. They cannot conceive themselves, for there is no one there until after conception. And the mystery of our spiritual birth is exactly the same. Every bit is profound. And we have no more choice or opportunity to become God's children than we did in becoming our parents' children. We became children of our Heavenly Father because Christ Jesus came down from heaven to give us new birth from above. Dear friends in Christ, we need to be spiritually reborn from above because without it, we are spiritually dead. As a matter of fact, everyone before they are a Christian are spiritually dead. As a person who is spiritually dead, we have no ability to think about God. We have no ability to say Jesus is Lord, the Bible teaches us, unless the Holy Spirit is in us. We have no ability to do what God wants us to do in and of ourselves, by ourselves, because we're spiritually dead. Just as a corpse cannot bring themselves back to life, likewise, one who is spiritually dead cannot bring about their spiritual rebirth. We have no place in our hearts for God as one who is spiritually dead. We have no desire for God as one who is spiritually dead. And any effort that we try to make, any effort we try to exert to make us spiritually alive, what does God say about those efforts? They're nothing but filthy rags. All of our works are nothing but filthy rags. A dead person cannot bring themselves back to life any more than a spiritually dead person cannot bring themselves to life. What we need to be reborn, and we need to be reborn from above because by ourselves we cannot get ourselves to God. Jesus was had this conversation with Nicodemus one evening, not to be mistaken with the cable TV show Nick at Night. Jesus, yes, did meet with Nick at night, but has nothing to do with TV. That was supposed to be funny, people. Come on. Oh, well. What are you going to do? But at any rate, he was talking with Nicodemus, and Jesus told him quite simply, you must be born again, or you must be born from above. And Nicodemus asked this question, how can this be? I'm a grown man. I can't crawl back into my mother's womb and to be born all over again. And Jesus said, no, you don't understand. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. And just as the Holy Spirit blows and like the wind blows, you see, you hear the sound, you see the effects of the wind, so it is with the Spirit. This is something that is spiritually done. This is something done by God, the Holy Spirit. The psalmist said that we stood helpless and we stood confused before this world's troubles, until our help came from the Lord, from Psalm 121. Our help came from the Lord who made heaven and earth. As we look at the world's troubles, we look at things going on in society today. I don't know, I probably heard a half a dozen comments just this morning about the coronavirus. People are concerned, all wound up around the axle over it. But where does our help come from? We can't control that stuff. Where does our help come from? The psalmist says our help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Likewise, getting ourselves to God, we need God's help as well. Like Abraham, we have no idea of a new and better place. Like Abraham, we have no idea that God has a better place for us. He says, go to the land in which I'm going to show you. And we have no idea of that until Christ came and called us to new life. And this is what St. Paul said in our epistle reading today, that this promise to Abraham and to his descendants that he would be the heir was not done through the law, that is, through our own efforts, but it was through a righteousness that comes by faith, by simply believing. And so Abraham just simply believed. He believed God. He believed that God was going to take him to a better place. He took that proverbial step of faith and left his homeland and went to the place that God was going to show him. And he just did it. And he walked the path God called him to walk. Likewise, you and I, God has called you and I to walk a path as well. He has given us new birth and new life through what began in holy baptism and what continues in repentance, what continues in living a life of faith. But it requires us to do just that, to walk that path, to walk a path that we have no idea where it's going to lead us. We just know that God said he is leading us, and that is good enough. Jesus made a reference to Nicodemus that the people of Israel, Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness. And he says, as Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And the reference to that was the people of Israel who were following Moses in the wilderness started to complain. They started to bellyache about the food and about everything else. And, you know, the journey was so long. And so what ended up happening is poisonous snakes, venomous snakes, were let loose in the camp. And they began biting people. And the venom took hold and began killing people. And they eventually cried out to Moses, Lord, have them stop. So God cried out to Moses and said, Moses cried out to God about the snakes. And God told Moses to fashion a snake, make a snake of bronze and stick it on a pole and stick it up in the air. And that every time someone is bitten by a snake, all they have to do is look at that pole, look at the serpent on that pole, and they will be instantaneously healed. And that's what Jesus was referring to when he was talking to Nicodemus, when he said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That all who look upon him in faith will live. You and I, we have been bitten by this snake called sin. And we cannot do anything. There is no anti-venom outside of Christ Jesus our Lord. And the only way that this disease of sin can be cured is by looking at the serpent, the one who was affixed to a pole, Jesus our Lord, and look upon him in faith and belief for us to be saved. You see, we are reborn from above in order for us to live a brand new life. You see, being reborn from above leads us to regularly repent of our sin. We still sin, we still stumble, we still fall, we still do things that we ought not to do. You know, it's a sort of like a reflex sometimes. Sometimes we stub our toe and curse words will flow from our mouth. And then we don't intend that to happen, but it happens. We still do that regularly. And as a result, because of that, we need to repent regularly. one of the primary, the primary theme of the Lenten season is to repent. That is to confess our sin before God. We need to, in that confession, we need to, that is, that it amounts to returning to God. Returning to the Lord our God, as the prophet Joel said. Because he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And so what we do in this thing called repentance is we're reminded of what God did for us initially when we were baptized. Luther was fond of saying that, Martin Luther was fond of saying that every time we confess our sin, that is, every time we repent, it is as if we are being baptized all over again. Luther said this about baptism in the Large Catechism. He says, "We rightly use our baptism when we live in repentance and faith in the triune God who has made us his beloved children. In this way, one sees what a great and excellent thing baptism is. It delivers us from the devil's jaws and makes us God's own. It suppresses and takes away sin and then daily strengthens the new man. It is working and always continues working until we pass from this estate of misery to eternal glory." So how can we be sure that we are saved? How can we be sure? Well, we have Jesus' word on it. We have his promise on it. That all who look upon the Son of Man who was lifted upon the cross in faith, they will be saved. And then living a life of repentance. You see, being reborn from above moves us to live our lives, our new lives, in worship of God and service to others. I mean, what does a baptized Christian's life look like? You see, in the waters of baptism, St. Paul tells us in Romans 6 that we are buried with Christ when we're baptized. We are buried with Christ in holy baptism, and then raised again to a brand new life. Therefore, we should continually resist all the impulses of the old sinful man that is within us until he is drowned once and for all. This is part and parcel to what it means to mortify the flesh. Yes, we want to live the Christian life. We want to do the things that God wants us to do. How do we do that? Well, we just ask God to strengthen us. We remember whose we are. We remember that God drowned us, that Jesus drowned us, that old sinful flesh, in the waters of baptism, and we ask him to give us the strength to live the new life that he wants us to live. Paul says in Ephesians 4, "Put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." That's what a baptized Christian does. Takes off those old sinful garments and puts on brand new garments. As all of you know, I've lost a bunch of weight this past year. And so I was at the motorcycle dealership. Where else would I go? The other day, trying on new jackets. You know, because my old jacket is, well, I'm swimming in it. So it's at the tailor's, seeing if they can fix it. If they can't, then I'm looking for options. So it was really cool trying on new jackets. They fit jackets that I could never fit in before. I'm now able to fit into. I couldn't believe it. I could never fit into them before because they never made them in my size. But now I can fit into them. And that's kind of what Paul is encouraging us here. He says that we need to put on the new self. Like putting on a brand new leather motorcycle jacket, we put on our new self in Christ because this new self is the thing that has created us in true righteousness and in holiness. One more verse. Well, no, it'll be more. But Paul tells us in Galatians 2 that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself up for me. You and I, dear baptized children of God, you and I no longer live for ourselves, but we live for the one who saved us. We live for the one who saved us. We have been raised with Christ. So you see, being reborn from above sets us all on a path of eternal life with God. That very famous verse, John 3:16, you all know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. But do you have the verse that follows memorized? For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Jesus didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save us. Jesus didn't come to tell us how bad we are. We already know that. He came to rescue us. Jesus didn't come to inflict his wrath and punishment upon us for our sinful life. No. God in Christ came to bring us healing, to give us hope, to give us life and salvation. You see, unknowing mockers stood around the cross. They were jeering at Jesus, saying, he saved others, he cannot save himself. Actually, Jesus could have come down off that cross to save himself, but he didn't want to. He stayed on that cross on purpose because he saw your face, Don. He saw your face, Judy, and your face, Kathy. He saw all of our faces. He saw yours, Jordan. He saw us all. And he saw what our lives are like without him. And he knew that if he came off that cross, we would have to go on that cross instead. So he could have saved himself, but he didn't. Instead, he stayed put for us, giving us new birth from above. And as he was raised from the dead up to heaven, so because you were baptized and believe, you and I will be raised up on the last day and live with him forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.